Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away!
Someone who loves you.
Where?
I gotta get you out of here.
What's that? Your worship, it looks like you managed to keep me around for a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Rykan thinks it's dangerous for any ships to leave the system until we've activated the energy field.
That's a good story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
Laugh it up, fuzzball. But you didn't see us alone in the South Passage. She expressed her true feelings for me.
Mike, are you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder?
I love you.
I know.
Oh, fuck you, you can't even sing. Yeah, just sing and something gets a bunch of...
Ooh, baby, I like it.
What's going on, everybody?
That's a big one now.
Organized Chaos Podcast, episode 182, coming at ya!
Woo!
As always, we're recording live on Facebook in the Man Child Studio in downtown, beautiful Belmore, New York.
I was actually going to say that that line where she calls him a nerf herder.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, as a like a new actor or actress having to read that line and then, like, deliver it. Like, what the fuck am I saying?
And she delivered it perfectly.
She did. She nailed it. She nailed it.
I made that today because of the sad news that Carrie Fisher has passed away.
6 years old, man.
Yeah, 60 years old.
That's
young.
That's not even old.
It's not old at all. I mean, my dad's going to be 62. You think about it.
Same. My dad's
crazy.
Around the same age.
Although she was born the same year as my mom. My mom died at 52. But it's just still, you think about
complications.
It.
Complications.
It's a young age, and I grew up on Star Wars. Everybody knows who's watched this podcast that I'm a big Star Wars fan. I'm wearing actually a Star Wars shirt right now. I
actually wore Star Wars tie to work today, and I
there you go, look
digital
at that.
Proof.
But news came out. I think on Christmas Eve she suffered a heart attack, and she hung on for a couple of days, and she's gone now. And I did made that in tribute. Because Princess Leia is a big part, I guess, of my life as a Star Wars fan and as somebody who likes the Star Wars franchise
universe.
And universe.
Yeah.
And it's sad. She just wrapped up Episode 8. You know, it's kind of like a resurgence in her career that these Star Wars movies are coming out again. And it's always sad when somebody you, I guess, you don't know them, but you grew up with them kind of in a way. And when they go, it's... surreal. Everybody's there like, 2016, how dare you? Like, it's not the year's fault. Stop it. Stop being ridiculous. The year's not doing anything.
I got to say, though, it's been a pretty rough year for a lot of people.
Somebody actually posted, maybe it's not the year, but it's that the drugs and the alcohol they've done their whole lives. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick. It's just, you know, sometimes, listen, it's one of those years where people, a lot of people have gone.
That's how they get you.
I don't blame the year, but everybody hates this year because of a lot of things.
Mostly deaths.
As we're coming, to an end of 2016, there was the Trump
thing.
This guy,
I did it. I told you I was going to do it. You laughed at first, and then it happened. Now you have to live with it.
President-elect Trump, do you feel that, what do you think people hate more, the deaths or you?
I think it's a combination of both. It's probably less me, more the deaths. Very personal.
Are you going to stop deaths in 2017?
If it'll get me votes, you bet. You bet. Nobody's going to die on my watch.
We're going to live forever as long as you're president. Everybody's going to be alive.
Have you ever seen the movie Elysium?
Yeah.
We're going to make that happen. The top 1%, we're going to live on another satellite station. It's going to be tremendous.
All right. If anybody's got a question for President like Trump, feel free to Skype us at OC Podcast. And you can ask him what you think or what you make a statement.
Yeah, we have fun here.
Yeah.
We have fun here. Bring it on if you...
No guests this week except bobblehead Luke Skywalker.
Who's mourning the loss.
Mourning the loss of his bobblehead sister. I didn't know how my mouth was going to be today. I had to go to the dentist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to explain that one.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to have teeth taken out today or not. Turns out I have to go to an oral surgeon. But I went to a new dentist. It was a recommendation from my office manager, and she was 100% correct. This place was awesome. I'll give him a shout-out, Belmore Family Dental.
Big
ups.
It's
very, very welcoming, very inviting. The last place I went to was trying to sell me on a root canal. Like, here's the price. Say you can get this, you can get that. It's going to cost you $9,000. I was sign here. I'm like, let's do it now. Here it wasn't that. It was that I went in. I took the x-rays. The dentist came in. He said, call me my first name. And I called him by his first name. It was very nice.
Nobody calls you Tony?
No, I corrected him because my dad's Tony.
Yeah, okay.
So I grew up, I was Anthony, he was Tony. So it's like, no, because if you were together and you say Tony, he's going to turn around.
Gotcha.
So, like, you know, just for correcting people. But I went to the dentist, and he goes, listen, I'm the guy that gives it to you straight, and I'm going to tell you what I think needs to happen. I think it's better to extract them than to do the root canal because of the way your bite lies.
Wow.
I have a space. My back teeth don't touch.
Okay.
So he goes, it's better probably if you just have them extracted. I don't know why, but he goes, because the crown will hang down lower, it'll hit you too.
Yeah, but why do they always want a root canal? That's what I find with all these dentists. They always want to get in there.
Because it's a lot of money. It's a shit ton of money.
Really?
It's $5,000. That's why they want a root canal.
Yeah. But I mean, is it that nefarious? Do some dentists believe in the bottom of their hearts?
Well, they always say if you could save the tooth, save the tooth. You know, that's their thing. So I guess that's why they'll do it.
Oh, so you do a root canal, and then you don't have to pull out those teeth.
You don't have to, but listen.
Leave no tooth behind.
I'm like, I don't want to go through fucking root canals and posts and all this shit. Just take the fucking
You want to leave out. Tooth behind. You don't care.
Just leave them behind, man. Listen, they
if it dies, it dies.
Well, listen, it didn't do its job. It didn't survive. I'm a big believer of thinning the herd. I really am. So, in life, okay. In life and in teeth, if you can't cut it, then... Then that's
you gotta go, bro.
Then you gotta go, bro. I had a good day, man. I was off today from work.
Oh, you lucky bastard. I worked and it was shit.
Yeah. How was your Christmas?
It's Christmas. It's beyond me now. I get like a little bit of money to survive. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like a couple of shirts for work. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about me. It's about like
it's about the children.
The children, yes. Yeah.
I got my nephew a Kylo Ren lightsaber. Which he and then entitled.
Oh, yeah, that's what he bashed
beat the shit out of me with, which was fun.
That thing's dangerous. It looks dangerous.
It's what they hurt.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just a piece of plastic.
Piece of plastic. And I let him do it, though. I mean,
That's what you do. You
he's having fun. He's having Plus, fun with it.
There's like a little element to it where you could, like, I could take that. What is that? A little plastic
thing? He can't
thing
take it.
Wielded
it
by
it
a child?
It stings.
Yeah, it hurts like the Dickens. But yeah,
well, then I saw this look in his face as he was going more. You're getting this, like... Like, I was, like, the enemy.
Yeah, because it taps into
the
human
into the thing, man, yeah.
The human rage, you know. We're savages deep down at heart, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So he just snapped in the middle of playing?
Well, and then I had a
he
good
had
Christmas.
This look in his eye.
Yeah, this look in his eye. It was crazy look in his eye, and he won, man. That's it was fun. Like that scene with Han Solo. He killed me.
He tricked you. He's like, father.
He's like, Uncle Cheese.
Good cheese.
Please come here. I don't know if I could do it. I'm like, I'll help you, Luke. And then he hit me.
Oh my god. Uncle Cheese.
I can see if I can get audio of it for you.
Yeah, I just like that
Uncle Cheese.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, that's I'm funny. His uncle. That's what I
But
am.
He calls you Uncle Cheese, but I like the Kylo Ren.
Uncle Cheese. Please. Please help me, Uncle Cheese. Help me do
that's
a
dick
do.
Move, but that's the dark side. That's the Sith Lord move.
Help me, Uncle Cheese.
It's fun to me.
It is. Here, if I could, I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to show you the...
Does he butter you up at first?
No, here it is.
No, he just goes right into it. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is where he...
Then he tapping me. He's tapping me like I'm a little. Listen to the tap. Like I'm a, like he's teasing me then. At the end of the tap.
Yeah, like that. The little hollow noise.
Yeah, it was fun though. He had a good time. Listen, as long as
that's
fun.
What it's all about. It's all about those guys having fun.
As long as he's having fun, that's all that matters.
My nephew got like a bajillion toys. Like, everything that he wanted, he got, and things that he didn't even know he wanted, he got.
I'm very shocked. John Ziegler has joined us again on the podcast.
It's a slow slow week, I guess.
We'll give him a shout out too. John Ziegler's headlining Governor's Comedy Club Friday, January 30th.
Okay,
8 p.m. Go to govs.com for tickets. Definitely go see the Ziegler Farb live in action. Very, very funny. But yeah, I had a good Christmas. I got some good stuff. I got Islander tickets for my dad.
Oh, that's huge. That's nice.
Yeah, good seats too.
Going to Manhattan?
No.
No?
Brooklyn.
That's what I mean. You know, taking the train, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how I might drive. I don't know how I'm gonna
do.
Oh. You know me, I don't like that train, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll figure it out. I'm confused because there's Atlantic Terminal. And then there's the Atlantic subway exit. And the subway exit's right there. Like you go, yeah. It's right at the foot of the Barclays Center.
That's why I said Manhattan, because I'm thinking like MSG, but I don't
really know how I'm going to do this. I have a, what do you call it? The way I figured it out, the game I went to is in March. It's in March anyway, so I have a long time to figure this out. My dad got me a thing. It's a voucher. And you pick the game. It has a list of games. You pick the games you want to go to.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is very cool. Those are fun.
So I picked the Monday night. So Monday night of anything. I don't have, you know, we do the podcast Tuesday, and so Monday night's usually a free night for me. So I picked that. John Ziegler said.
He said, "How'd you know I was here? I feel violated. I'm back on. It was on a lag, so I."
John Ziegler, it's very easy. It's when you come on, it alerts us to your presence. It's technology, burpees. And we have a.
Peschino Belisario Pagano. What
he said about Consoli? I can't.
He said, "LOL, Consoli sent an old pic of Shout Carry."
Okay.
I think he might type things wrong.
My typo. That I mean, the picture there. This is from Consoli. That's from John Consoli. And speaking of John Consoli, we were at the Lighthouse Diner last night. The
scratch that wrong post.
Oh, the guy looks just like John Consoli that works there.
Oh, really?
He's like the Mexican John Consoli.
He's got like the tight.
I tried to take a picture of him last night, but it was so obvious I was trying to take a picture of him. I wanted to send it to him.
That's a weird thing. You ever try to catch people? Like, and be like, oh, you look so nuts. I'm going to take a picture, and then they catch you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you may have to pretend like you're doing something else.
Yeah, it's it's pretty funny. But my brother got me a gift certificate for a tattoo.
Really?
So I'll be getting another tattoo soon. I went in today for my consultation. It's the best gift. I've gotten my brother
really
that too.
About you.
Yeah, I got my brother that too for like one of his birthdays, past birthdays.
Should get that for my wife.
It really is. If someone's looking to get a tattoo, just go get him a gift certificate towards it. It's probably the best thing.
I think it's hot. I wanted to get one.
Consoli brought me coleslaw. I was at the diner last night with Ziegler and the guy looked exactly like Consoli.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. He had the mustache. John doesn't have the mustache anymore, but he had the mustache.
Little porn stash. I haven't seen him in a while, but.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's porn stashy, his mustache.
I haven't seen him in a while either. We sometimes see him at the bar. We haven't been to the bar in a while.
I haven't been to the bar in a while. Actually, I was there the other day, and it was super duper busy.
Are you going for New Year's? What's your plans for New Year's?
We don't have plans yet. We're laying out plans. We don't know what we're doing yet.
I'm at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. So anybody down in the Point Pleasant Beach area on New Year's Eve, I'll be there at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
It's always fun.
That's me.
There's some Bill with some thummies.
I got a certificate for my tattoo. Only had to kick in $1,100.
Yeah, well, you got the worst tattoo ever.
He has a tattoo.
I felt so bad, like for the guy that he had to go to because he's gonna be just right. You know.
I was just excited because I got script on my arm, and the guy was Asian, so I was like, "All right, cool." He might know this. That's, you know, I was young.
But it's here's a dilemma I'm having. It's not a dilemma, but it's not to the regular shop I go to. It's to a different shop.
Oh, is that his shop? Maybe he wants you to go try it out.
Well, my brother went to his old the guy he used to always go to opened the shop.
Oh,
yeah. Space Ace Tattoo in Belmore. So it's to that one.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
But I feel bad. Like, the only thing that's like, oh, my artist is going to see that. But again, like,
oh, you have a guy. Yeah. I didn't know you had a guy.
Yeah, but like, you know.
And he did that Darth Vader one right there?
Yeah.
That one's good.
But the guy hooked my brother up with the gift certificate, so.
It's good to have a guy.
I can't, you know. Listen, it's no one's married to anybody, but I
there's a certain loyalty.
There is a loyalty,
that comes
but
with that. I.
But listen, maybe, you know, that's. Them's the break sometimes.
Pass said, shout out to Joey Boots as well.
That's right. Joey Boots died. Whack Packer on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah. Also, very surprising, right?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't really. On. I'm not familiar with that guy.
Yeah, I didn't know if he had something wrong with him. If he had, you know, listen, it's people die. That's what it's.
It's only a bunch of time.
Like the meat manager, the old meat manager in Belmore used to tell me. He goes, Anthony, let me tell you something. We all die. Like, thanks, Bob.
Pretty dark, but thank you. Yeah. Good. That's true.
He was a scary guy. Nice guy, but like one of those guys that like you didn't want to mess with. He was an old Vietnam War vet that was really in the shit.
The shit. I like it when they call it.
They call it that. So, yeah, he told me some stories that I never wanted to you know, I never wanted to mess with him and after those stories.
My grandma dated this guy, Herman. And he was telling me stories. Like, when I was a kid, I was into martial arts and stuff.
Yeah, and he was like,
and he was like, yeah, you like martial arts? Well, here's what I learned. To rip a guy's ear off.
I ripped a guy's ear off in the jungle.
He's talking about ripping guys' ears off. I'm like, I'm like 10, you know?
John Siegel said, very surprising. He looked great. So this guy, when I went back to school when I was still working at King Cullen. And Bob goes, Anthony, if I ever come back here, and if I ask you, are you in school, and you tell me no, I'm going to reach over the counter and punch you in the face. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to school.
You meant it.
He meant it. He meant it. He was a nice guy, though. He was softy deep down past the...
Past here, I like stuff. That. We're all numbered. I like that.
Yeah, we're all numbered, man. This is it.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, sometimes I get like anxiety if you sit there and you think about that one day you're not going to be here.
I don't know.
I get anxiety about everything, so why not just.
But I like to think about that stuff because I feel like that's the real question, and everybody just distracts themselves with everything else. So I have a whole theory. You know, I've sat there, I thought about it. I'm real. I got a real surefire ideology.
Yeah.
In place. Yeah, that I'm proud of.
We should try to call Hirschman on Hanukkah.
Oh my God, he's probably he's got to twist the little bulbs and
let's see if he answers.
Get the lights going or light the candles. It's not about how you die, but how you live.
Thanks, Jason. Did you get that a fortune cookie?
No, that's like
is that a quote?
Yeah, that's from somewhere.
If he answers, I'll be shocked. He doesn't know how to answer this phone.
What does that mean?
It's ringing, so we're actually ringing Mark Hirschman right now.
Oh my God, he's probably so upset. He's like, ah. Because he wants to, like, talk and answer it.
He loves to talk on the podcast.
But at the same time, he's like, I know he's holding children. He's being yelled at by his wife. Like, you know what I mean? His life is a total strife right now.
Because you know what he does then? He'll post the podcast and tell us that he got all star views. All listeners.
Whatever. I'll take the Hirschmaniacs.
It's not true, though. You see, you encourage that.
I'll take him.
You encourage him.
Why? Why? I like
his nonsensical.
This is like the best coffee. It's like,
what kind of coffee did you get?
7-Eleven's hazelnut. You either like hazelnut or you don't, but let me tell you, I like it.
I do like hazelnut coffee.
7-Eleven hazelnut. Knocking it right out of the park. No Hirschman, huh?
Nah, he didn't answer.
That's sad.
Because he's online.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to call us later.
I'll keep trying.
I'm telling you, he's holding the children, and fucking his wife is like,
don't you dare it! Don't answer that! It's Hanukkah! Light that candle!
Is she Jewish as well?
No.
I didn't think so.
What's up, Hirschman?
Oh, shit.
Hey, what?
Happy Hanukkah!
What do we got going on tonight?
Carrie Fisher died.
Yeah, I was talking about Carrie Fisher.
Oh, man, that's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she was pretty young, 6 years old. Joey Boots, you know we discussed.
I thought she was, I just would have guessed she was a lot older, honestly.
Me too. I don't know. Everybody's well, like, she looks so great in that movie.
She didn't look good in that movie.
I didn't think
honest.
So at all.
No, but I'm just saying, though, like, how old was she in the first Star Wars? Like, 12 years
19.
Old? I mean, Jesus Christ.
She was 19.
Mean to say, but in that new movie, I kind of felt bad for Han Solo because he was like, oh, man. Like, that's like when you see, like, a chick, like, that you used to be into, like, years later, and she looks awful, and you're still looking all right, and you're like, oh, well, hey, years have been kind.
Yeah. No, she was. Wow. Yeah, she was, like, six. She was 60, so she was 19 in the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, she kind of took it on the chin for a long time, and she was boozing and some other shit.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's what somebody wrote on Facebook. I saw, like, you know, maybe it's not 2016, but the drugs and the alcohol that everybody did.
The Russians did it. Jason's right.
Yeah. Very, very sad. But, okay, what's going on, guys?
Nothing.
How's everything going otherwise?
But nothing.
Incredible.
I was telling Bill how, like, you'll post this now, and you'll then take credit for all the... The listeners and viewers that
I
we
love
got.
The Hushamaniacs. I think
no,
people.
I won't. I'll just let it go.
He's not going to let it go. He never lets
no,
it go.
No, man. I love it. Do it. I need the Hushamaniacs. I want to reach them.
What do you?
No,
Anthony
doesn't think that anyone more listens when I go ahead and post or watches. So I'm just going to let it go.
That. I hate when he says that. When I.
You pick
up a few more, but we still had a good amount last week.
Oh, yeah, and you have a good amount every week.
Yeah.
I never said that it went from 0 to 700. I just said that.
Hirsch, you can swing some dong anytime you want on this show. It's okay. It's all right.
What, you guys rocking a guest tonight, or are you flying solo?
No, I was solo because I didn't know if I was going to have dental work done today.
Oh, man, that's a fucking
plus,
pits, huh?
It's kind of nice, like, sometimes it's me and Bill. I know you like it better this way.
I think that it's I think it's the best this way. I'm not saying it's not good when there's a guest. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes the show needs to air out, which is you two guys, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we're kind of doing for the new year.
We're airing it out like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have some guests on in the new year. But it's cool with the Skype now. Anybody can be a guest.
Now, how much Skyping has there been going on, or not so much?
A good amount. Not a lot. I don't know if any people have it or are ready to Skype at that time when we're doing the show.
Yeah, but I don't know if people, I don't know if people are used to that or doing that.
It'll pick up, though. We'll have a pick up.
Yeah.
How's your Hanukkah going? What are you doing?
I mean, you know, we just, we lit, you know, that's a good point. The fucking menorah is burning, and so is Max inside.
Oh, I called
the whole fucking neighborhood is probably on fire knowing that kid. Hold on
that
a
guy
second.
Is boisterous. He's a rambunctious little fella.
Yeah. He's like the kid from Problem Child, the little redhead.
All right. No, it looks like the menorah candles have gone out.
So you celebrate? You celebrate Hanukkah? Yeah, your wife lets you do that?
Festival of Lights.
I know it sounds odd. It's not a matter of my wife letting me do it. The menorah would not be lit in this house if it wasn't for her. That's her thing. Really?
She does.
Yeah.
That.
She tracks it. She wants to make sure you keep your Jewish heritage.
I don't know what it is, but she feels the need to do it. I would definitely be. You know,
he tries.
I'd probably have.
He's a Jew gene. He thinks he's Italian.
It's not that, man. You know, it's long and complicated, man.
Yeah, we were raised around them. I get it. I get it, Hirsch.
You know,
I went to high
school
with them,
like
too.
It's almost like I'm ready to do a Leah Remini Scientology type of thing with the Jewish religion.
Yeah, they're going
to
come and get you. That's what they're doing to her.
You're done? Like, supposedly. That's it? You don't want to be
You know what, man? I had a rough – you know, when I was a kid, I went to an Orthodox synagogue, and once I was old enough to realize that I was being treated pretty shitty as a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid, you know, as I got older, I'm like, you know what? This is not the way to treat a person. They were just like – they weren't nice to me and my dad, I remember, as I got older. And so I've kind of – a couple of things – have made me, I don't want to say resent it, but
do you
I guess
think
that's
maybe
really,
it was you that they didn't like
probably, yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily they just treated you bad, like you were annoying.
Maybe you should have taken it a little more personal.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with anything.
I'm
it was
kidding.
Me.
Like,
just
did you start every like Jew class with a quick story?
Jew class.
You know what? Oh, now that I think goodness. Back in it,
funny, I got a funny story about this.
I have a funny story about those 8 nights. Let me tell you guys this story.
Craziest.
Fun fact about Hanukkah.
Quick story. There's some other stuff that, you know, we'll talk about one day. But,
what are you in a pet shop? It sounds like you're in a pet shop right now.
Is that baby going crazy?
Baby is going. Because, like, what happens is when I walk out of the room, what's the slapping sound? No, that's Max. Max was just slapping me just now. Yeah, he was going slap happy. That's it.
It sounds like he's jerking off, actually.
It sounds like he's actually hand boning. Is he hand boning?
Man. Max is doing some hand bow on my fucking stomach. Max, can you go ahead and play with the dog for a few minutes, babe?
No. Is that why it's barking? He wants to be played with, the dog?
The dog, you know, you have to realize something. I rescued this dog. She was 13 weeks old.
I didn't know she was a rescue.
Yeah, she was a rescue and not a well rescue either. She was sickly, and I basically nursed her back to health for like a month.
With your own teats.
She fed off of my teats.
I fell asleep.
The dog is extremely attached to me. So when she knows that I'm in the house, but I'm not there, she is screaming her fucking head off the whole time, basically. So, yeah, that's what happened. This dog was sickly and had hypoglycemia.
Forget about the dog for a second. Anthony
wants to move on from the dog.
Yeah, I have to keep this going because it was about to go into the abyss. The baby abyss. I had to bring it out of here.
I didn't hear all the baby stories. I still have questions.
We'll talk one night, Bill.
One day.
Yes, Anthony.
What happened with your son? What did he say to you the other day? He posted on Facebook.
This was not yesterday. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? We went, we were walking. I was walking and he was like on his scooter or something. And I was just like rambling. And he's like, enough. It's like, don't stop talking. It's not funny. Nobody likes it. He was angry. Like, it wasn't a joke. He was pissed. He's like, enough. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. And that was that. I didn't talk for like the rest of the walk. And then at some point he's like, let's just turn back.
Real father-son moment.
How many 6-year-old kids want to end their bicycle rides early? Because
their father won't shut up.
It's like, let's just
get out of here. John Ziegler says, riveting radio. Mike Francesa is so jealous.
Oh, boy.
Another I think he's got a great Francesa vibe.
You talked to Francesa right the other day, right? You called on the show?
Oh, I had a good conversation with him like a week ago. Yeah.
Does he remember you, or does he just pretend to?
No, he does.
Doesn't remember.
After all these years.
There's no way he remembers him.
Have you ever met him?
Hold on, Ant. If I've been calling that station since 1989, yes. 1990, as Hirsch from Valley Stream,
yeah.
You're telling me you don't think he knows who I am?
Maybe
yes
another
no?
radio host, but I just think he's so into himself and so full of shit.
Yeah, he's ready to just...
It's not you. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying...
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't think he would take the time. You know,
here's what I think. If my name was, you know, Pete from Limbrook, but Hirsch from Valley Stream is a pretty... It's pretty, you know, there's not many...
You've branded yourself well.
You know what I would love to do is have you in a room with him and go up to him and go, hey, I'm Hirsch from Valley Stream, and watch him go,
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that because the Mets hosted the All-Star game, I guess, 3 years ago, and then... I went to this thing at the Javits Center where he was one of the autograph signees, and I introduced myself as Hirsch from Valley Stream, and like right through him, like nothing. Like,
exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's not
nothing.
It doesn't register with him. No,
it proves our theory.
I could have said I was Meadowlark Lemon, and he would have had a
Meadowlark. Okay, what do you? How do you want to read this?
Yeah, you could have said your name was Han Solo, and he
would make no difference.
How do you want this to read?
Like Han Solo. Like he wouldn't even picked up in that.
But that was only after 23 years of me calling. So maybe the past couple of years has changed things, I suppose. What was I fighting with him about?
Mets? You were fighting the other day with him?
There was a call, not the one the other day. The other day was just a pretty basic. I called him, I guess it was 2 or 3 days ago, to tell him that I'd seen him in Roosevelt Field Mall, but I didn't want to bother him, which was obviously a total lie. I only said that because... Ronnie Welsh had seen him and posted a picture with him, so I was just kind of, you know, biting off of that.
Get to the meat potatoes. Get into the meat potatoes of it.
What the fight was about?
Yes.
Oh, I know what the fight was about. The fight was about, I was saying that the Yankees fucked up, that they didn't need to sign Chapman. They should have just kept Miller and not traded Miller.
Uh-oh. And he's saying, okay. You know what happened?
And he was,
okay.
And he was saying it makes no sense because the Yankees got a haul for Miller and yada, yada, yada. I'm like,
it's true, though.
It doesn't make any sense, though, because Miller had 2 years left on the deal, $9 million each. Chapman's new deal is $18 million for five more years.
What they got back for, I agree with that, Dave. What they got back for Miller was more.
But what does that mean, though?
Because you need those position players. You need
those. Yeah, but you just know there's names that we got back. We don't know that this guy is any good.
You don't know. There's no guarantee of anything. But it's a better trade because he had more years on his contract. You're going to get more in return. You got to start building for the future, okay?
Yeah. Okay. And my thing is, Miller is probably the best relief pitcher in all of baseball, and they had him for two more years at $9 million apiece. So that's a pretty valuable tool there itself, it is what my point was.
Chapman's not so bad himself.
He's not. But, you know, again, $18 million a year, now you have extra money expended on that particular role where you're not going to spend somewhere else. That was my point. They could have kept Miller.
Did he tell you that you were crazy? Did he tell you you were crazy?
So, no. So I think I was on the air for like 3 minutes, and there was I think I yelled at him. I disagreed. It was pretty hostile, I have to tell you. Yeah, it was hostile.
Hirsch, you're an idiot, Hirsch. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Okay. No, he wasn't like, he didn't call me an idiot, but he said no. He goes, it made sense what the Yankees did because of all they got back from Miller. And I'm saying, you don't know what they got back. These are just names. We know nothing about these guys. You know, we don't know. We have no idea.
But you have to take that chance. You have to.
Well,
Is that what he said? Or was he?
Yes. He's like, this guy, Clint Frazier. I'm like, doesn't mean shit to us, though. The Yankees got the trade. They got what? The Chapman deal. They got the guy, whoever got from Chicago. They also had, what was it? Beltran.
Well,
they
who's
made a
to
deal
say
for?
In 2 years they don't sign Miller again? I mean, you don't.
Like a boomerang.
Yeah,
you had to make that deal at that time.
I don't know.
It was you have to get younger. You have to get younger, and you have to see what it is. Listen, if one of those guys work out, I think it's a good trade.
Well, they got Sheffield, the pitcher. They got Clint Frazier. Listen, all I'm saying is I'd like to have $9 million a year.
I know what you'd like to say. You'd rather have a white reliever than a black reliever. That's what you're saying.
That's not true. I love Lee Smith.
Racialist.
I'm all about him.
I turned out racial. I just turned that.
Racialist.
you're racialist.
What I saw Greg Bird's actually doing very well down in the Arizona League.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Yeah, listen, I'm very cynical when it comes to things like minor leagues and Arizona fall leagues and shit like
listen,
that.
Listen,
you should be, because that stuff's bullshit. Because they're not playing top competition.
The Yankees now are a young team, and we're going to see what these young kids got. And then in a couple of years, we sign Bryce Harper, and we bring it all together.
Oh, yeah, fuck him and his $400 million. He's a bum. You kidding me?
He's a bum.
I would much sooner get...
It's not what baseball's all about.
He's a douche. He's a total douche. I'd rather you just like him because you like his hair, but I would sooner go for Mike Trout.
What the fuck is that? What do you get hair
you
from?
Like
why his
hair?
Max,
like his
hair. Why do you have a screwdriver, Max? What are you trying to do?
He's trying to take the dog apart. He's going to disassemble it.
So he's going to stab the dog, please? Because I would.
No, I know. He's trying to open something. What is this, a bank? Well, this kid made out like a fucking bandit.
I feel like they all did.
Had the kids do a Christmas, good.
Oh, the haul. Like, ridiculous.
Legos? Were Legos a part of all this?
Max had got a Lego table. He's got a new skateboard. He got a DS Nintendo DSX 3X.
When do you...
He's got a Kindle Fire.
When do you start saving for Christmas? You got to, like, start saving now, right, for next Christmas?
It's ridiculous. Listen.
I got a claw machine.
You got a claw machine where you can collect candy from. Yeah, it's hemorrhaging. It's financially hemorrhaging. I can't even begin to tell you. It's debilitating. Thank God my comedy career has taken off to offset it.
All the gigs. Hi, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron. Aaron says hello. Hi, Aaron.
Yeah.
So please go kick that dog. Can you just kick it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
That's not nice. You don't kick dogs. Come on now.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
especially that dog. You kick it a little.
Somebody
probably,
actually threw a heart up as I kicked the dog. it was funny. We were talking on Christmas Eve about this dog we used to have. We had probably the craziest dog ever. We had a dog named Elmo. It was a mutt. We got it from North Shore Animal League. This dog was fucking insane. It would only listen to my mother. It would like bite my brother every 5 minutes. I'd attack my dad one night when he tried to get back into his bed. Wouldn't let him into bed.
What?
Yeah, my dad had to go put a glove on so I can go punch it in the face so I can get back in his bed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So then, after like it attacked my dad the next day, that was it. My dad was gonna bring it somewhere. So my dad's walking out with the dog. My brother goes, "There it is, dead dog walking."
And that was it. He was gone right after that.
Yeah, and then like my dad came back. My mother was all upset, and she goes, "What'd you do with the dog, Tony?" My father goes, "Oh, Lid, I was walking into North Shore, and there was a couple walking in, and they said, 'Oh, is that your dog? What are you bringing it back?'" He goes, "Yeah," and they played with the dog, and
he
they
had a whole story.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, this whole story. So I said to him, Christmas Eve, I'm like, "You didn't fucking give that dog to anybody." I said, my Uncle Phil goes, "He probably buried it at Gilgo with the hookers."
Right. The dog was seen walking along the by the skating rink at Newbridge.
That dog was let off on the Meadowbrook Parkway somewhere. It was an absolute crazy dog. Like you couldn't walk past my mother's room without getting bit. Like if I was gonna go into my room, I go, "Mike, I'm coming in." I'd have to like run down the hall, jump into the room.
What kind of dog was this? Was it like a little dog?
No, it was a big dog.
Oh, that's no.
But
here's
what you learn, and I read about it afterwards. When you go select a dog, don't pick the one that's meek and timid in the corner.
Yeah.
You always want one that's running at you. And my mother thought because it was quiet, like in the corner, that
it would be
quiet.
A quiet dog.
Dog's not quiet.
Nah, he's fucked up. He's in the corner. He's like plotting. He's shaking.
And they call, like they call you, like they'll call the spouse to find out if it's okay to bring the dog home. So my dad said no originally, and like my mom just went anyway. We were like off from school on like one of those Monday holidays, like you know, like President's Day or something like that. So while they're calling, my mother's sitting in the waiting room. She goes, "He better say yes. He better fucking say yes to this dog. If he says no to this dog, I'm gonna."
I used the same philosophy when I was choosing a woman 23 years ago, and then obviously.
Stacy was quiet in the corner.
Was she quiet?
She was timid and meek. Next thing you know, she's fucking ripping my throat out and wishing death
taking
on
her home.
So you got like the Elmo of wives. That's what you got.
Yeah,
you
Elmo.
Got
the... Yeah.
That's what you
I
got.
Married.
You married
Tickle Me Elmo.
You married an Elmo. Like this dog was a nightmare. It was such a nightmare. This dog.
It usually happens if I try to crawl back into bed. I feel like I'm gonna get bit. It's the same thing.
Really?
It's aggression.
But then we got Roxy, who was our pug, and Roxy was the best dog ever. So.
Wow, you guys! I didn't realize there were so many pets in that house.
We had three dogs. Maybe four, technically four. After Roxy died, my mom went and got a dog that nobody wanted. I can't She brought it back like 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She like took
it. But it's safe to say Tony has not gotten a dog in the past few years at all.
No, my father's...
they're a lot of work.
My father's philosophy on pets is you live with an animal, you live like an animal.
That's hilarious.
Wisdom
that is actually
subject.
Really funny. That's very wise. Yeah.
Two double A's. Double A batteries.
Well, because, you know, even Roxy was a great dog, but she doesn't just go to the bathroom in the house. My mother goes, my father's like, "Why does everything have a name?" She's got like happy pee, nervous shit. She fucking shit in the house. That's what it is.
Right. It's shit in the house no matter how you see it. Yeah. I agree. Hold on. Double A batteries.
What are you doing with this? What are you working on now?
You know, Max. Every few minutes, you're just bringing down another toy that's been unopened since Christmas.
Are they put together toys like Legos and shit?
He's got like KB Toy Store in his room, this little heap. It's ridiculous. Max, okay, take two batteries and that's it. Yeah, it's nonstop. Nonstop. He's totally stacked. What are you near the bank for, though? We're running out of money.
Did you get the lightsabers?
He's got all that shit, dude. He's got the Star Wars sheets. Who bought you that Star Wars poster? I meant to ask you, Max. Where'd you get that poster from? Yeah, his sister, my
you got a lot of shit.
Daughter,
you don't even know where it's from.
Yeah.
But he put the light. I can't see without my glasses. Can you put the freaking the lights on, bud? He got this huge, almost like life-size Han Solo poster.
Can I have it?
Like a fat head?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what that is?
Yeah, maybe they're called fat heads.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can have it, man. Nice. You can have it if you want. No, it's just ridiculous. Because I keep on telling Stacey, I want his room. When we did his room years ago, when we weren't expecting to have another kid, there was an extra room up there. It had was blue carpet, but we turned the walls into like Yankee walls. It has like Yankee banners on it.
He wanted this to be his room.
And there's like an autographed Gossage picture, an autographed Nettles, autographed Paul O'Neill. And she keeps on trying to change it into like other things. I'm like, no, this is a Yankee room. This is nothing else but a Yankee room. That's it. You got to turn it on, buddy. Yeah.
At least you have that in your life.
Yeah.
I do have that in my life. Yeah. You guys will come over one day. Maybe you guys will do like a remote over here.
Hang out in the Yankee room.
You know what? Do a show from the Hirschman house.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be intense.
It would be intense.
Would that be allowed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we give her enough notice, women need like
if she was
like
on
2 weeks.
I get along well with your wife. I like your wife. I think she's misunderstood. I after talking to you, I kind of know her pain. I mean, to deal with you all day long, I mean, it's not easy.
The hatred is real. Yeah, she disdains me.
To deal with you all day
long. I'm with you, buddy. I am in the same boat.
Yeah. How is your bride, Billy? I haven't seen her in a while.
She hates me healthily. She healthily hates me. She's definitely feels at this point that she's married the wrong man, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But now she's Catholic, so she's trying to deal with it. You know, she's trying to make it work. But,
That's not true. that's not true at all, Bill.
I don't know. Sometimes I do feel that way. Cause she's just...
No, you're not the wrong man.
She's a crazy woman.
She's lucky. You're lucky she married you.
Yeah, I'm crazy too. I don't know.
How have her feelings been for Anthony lately? It seems like it's been pretty tolerable.
No, she hasn't seen me.
No, because she hasn't seen him. So she's...
not like me. She's not like me.
No Newbridge at all recently?
At some point, it turned a corner. I don't know. I don't know when it happened or why or how.
Was it really the Carmelo Anthony stuff? Was that really it?
Let me tell you, like, her and my dad have issues, and that's because my dad is like a little bit like me. Like, he likes to tease people.
Yeah, well, who fucked up the game on Christmas? Carmelo Anthony.
He absolutely did.
Porzingis was running that show.
I watched it happen. I was like, that's Avery Bradley, bro. Pass the ball. That guy's a nasty defender. He's much better than you.
My dad said they were going to lose even when they were up.
But your dad's like my dad. He's just shitty about the whole thing.
What are you doing, Hirschman? What is going on over there?
Well, I'm trying to help Max. Where did he go? Max, where's that screwdriver, bud? Oh, my God.
The joy of children.
He's not stopping.
At least the dog stopped. Why did the dog stop? That's
another thing. He probably cut her larynx, knowing him.
I think also your wife didn't like when I broke up with my girlfriend either. I don't think that was.
Oh, my wife?
Yeah.
I don't think it was that.
Was that she was happy? She liked my girlfriend. I think right. That was a good thing.
She did like that.
It's been a while though. She got to get over that. I mean, it's been a little bit.
It's been a long time. It's been two years.
I'm telling you, it's probably because you're my friend.
I think you know what it is. Let me tell you.
See,
something.
I'm telling you, she's like, I know what you mean. Like a healthy hatred. They hate us. They love us, but they fucking hate us.
Here's what it is. I am the single, unmarried, no children friend. I represent everything.
Freedom.
I'm freedom.
Yeah, there's a certain freedom that you have that they don't want us to savor. They don't want us to.
Yeah, I'm over the wall. They're looking at this is like what I represent. This is what I could, you know. So it's like,
right.
That I think is why sometimes that friend is not liked as much.
You need to stay away from that. You have responsibilities. You need to.
You watch any movie, and the friend that the girlfriend always hates is that friend.
Right.
Is the best friend that's single and doesn't have those responsibilities. And
he needs a woman to his life to try
and
change
him. His life. He needs to...
And not to mention, you take her husband away every Tuesday for the past 4 years.
Every Tuesday for 4 years.
She bowls. She's got shit to do. That's my thing. It's like she's always got shit to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she barely has time for me. Like, we live in the same place, basically. She's always tired. It's a mess.
Listen, the podcast is what it is. If he doesn't want to do it, he could just tell me. If he ever got to the point where he's like, I can't do this.
No, it's a certain liberation for me. I really do enjoy it.
No. It'll free. Never stop. It'll never stop. He loves it too much.
He does.
I do.
I love it too. It's 4 years now we've been doing the podcast.
It's a long fucking time, man. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Right, President-elect Trump?
You bet.
What's that?
President-elect Trump loves this podcast.
It's unbelievable. He probably would like this podcast, actually. It does have a lot of the core values that he has, for sure.
Yeah. It's a great podcast. It's one of my favorites. I'm a big fan. I love it. It's a great podcast.
Oh, thank you, President Electro.
I talk in circles. It's what I do.
We have a comment here. Bill, I can't really see that, could you?
Nikki said, I wonder what I represent. I've been single so long, the trick is starting to look attractive. And I get it, but you know
why is that? Why that's not no. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being single. Nothing wrong with not wanting to be in a relationship.
Well, she's
nothing.
A girl. She wants something to happen. You know, she's,
they want that so bad. They really it's like a thing.
She wants a good fixer upper, probably maybe, or you know, she'll probably say no, but that's okay.
It's
their nature. It's to like consume and to like, you know, kind of like a. You make know, it work.
You know, it's funny.
The way
like,
they want it to work.
I see every this year, especially this time of year, like all these couples take that picture by the fucking tree, ugh. And that's like the last thing that guy wants to do is be fucking dragged to the city.
I know,
especially in that area.
All
so,
that traffic,
so
all that congestion,
ugh. And take that ugh. Fucking picture by like who cares about
it's
a
such
picture
a weird.
By
they,
tree.
It's I don't, and again, I don't mean this. It's for all the women, but there is a good. Amount of women that have like this thing where they really want you to know what they're up to.
They have
so they can show off. So like that's why Facebook's I feel magnified this whole thing.
We're in a relationship now. Look at the tree.
Look at my status. I'm in a relationship.
And it's like you can't get near that tree unless you're in the relationship. It's the relationship
well,
tree.
Nikki, you can chime in on this if you want to.
I just want to tell you how far. I'm gonna let me just tell them this one little thing and I'll come
up. You shut up, Max. You shut your mouth. He'll be on the phone as long as he wants. He's your father,
you
and you will listen.
How far I've plummeted in coupledom, okay?
Yeah.
2 weeks
tell that
ago,
fuck off.
I took Stacy into the city. I bought tickets for a show. This was 2 Fridays ago. We were 3 blocks from the tree in the middle of Christmas time, basically, in the city. And her response is, I don't give a fuck about the tree. It's freezing out. Let's go inside.
Good woman.
Well, you know what? You That's married the right woman. You married the right woman. If you had any doubt, Hirschman, that was confirmation you made the right choice right there.
Yeah,
she
she's past that.
No
she's,
part of me, just a tree, it. A selfie, nothing.
You want and you wanted that picture. You want because you wanted to post it on Facebook.
God,
I know
I was
that.
Blow up Insta and just everything else. I just was
extra sad.
Tweet it.
That would have been a sad face picture.
So that's very sexist of me.
Yeah.
Do you see the sad face? Does that annoy you still, or is it?
No. I'm just it's just something that happens. You know, I'm totally.
What
okay
I do
with
is
it.
I don't even read what it is anymore. Any post that Hirschman makes, I put a sad face on. Because on Facebook, it gives you the option to do
I know.
Like a,
I know. You sad face all his
I
stuff.
I sad face everything.
No.
Don't
you.
Touch his clay. And this house, your mother's been out of the house for 40 minutes. The house is in disarray. I got to get this tidied up before she comes in and kills. Oh, my God. You don't know what this
about.
House looks like. Literally, in 40 minutes since she left, this house has been torched. Don't touch his clay. Don't touch his clay.
I love listening to this stuff.
Fuck, it's going to be death when she walks in this fucking house.
When is she coming in?
She took Anna to get something to eat. She should be in any minute. And I'm pacing here like
if she
like
comes in
sniper.
And finds you on the phone, what's going to happen?
Oh, it's just going to be bedlam, man. It's not going to be good. Oh, my God. Help me, please.
I love calling her.
And who knocked these pictures off the wall?
There goes a squeaking toy dog.
The dog is barking and the...
But there's 3 pictures that were hanging in the living room that are off the wall now. All right, I got to get this thing situated.
All right,
before
buddy.
Right,
you go take care of that. I don't want you to get divorced.
Good job, guys. Merry Christmas. I'll look forward to it.
Harrod, have a happy
go
new year.
Go discipline your child.
Thank you, boys. Be good. See you later. Let's
Be
go.
Good.
Later on. Bye.
Hirschman. That was Hirschman. Wow, man, he's got his hands full.
Yeah, Nikki says she loves it. She hates couples who show off. I agree. Jason says he's a gay.
Yeah,
which is
I mean,
fine.
Listen,
we love gays.
I hate that picture by the tree, and I remember I fought it every year.
Every year?
Every year, man. I didn't.
You
do
could
it.
Just recycle the fucking picture from the.
I didn't do it. I took a picture by the EAB tree. The same fucking thing.
EAB tree.
No one knows the difference. No one knows the difference. It's a fucking
Why did
tree.
You just fucking Photoshop yourself into a picture
we
of a tree?
We'll buy EAB Plasma. Like, take a picture here, because this is fucking it.
Christine says, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm kind of glad that my last girlfriend broke up with me before the Christmas. I had to make that trek because she was thinking about it. I don't want to make that trek into the city. Because you know what it is? It's not just going into the city. The city around the holidays is the worst. It's the fucking pits. There's so many tourists. Everybody's shopping.
I used to live in the city. I used to love the city. Now I'm like
Rockefeller Center during the holidays. It's a madhouse. For what? For 3 seconds to take a picture by a fucking tree? Are you serious? Why? So you can post it on Facebook and Instagram?
Because you're like, it's a big deal. It's like, hey, look, I'm doing stuff.
I'm in a relationship now. Look at the
I'm
tree.
I'm doing stuff.
It's like almost like how you announce to the world, like this is a relationship.
Which is kind
now.
Of what
this
we're doing
moving
here.
On.
We're doing a podcast.
You know, we have a tree, and that's what we're doing. And blah 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 blah.
Please watch our podcast.
Fuck that tree.
We're
fuck
on
that
Facebook
tree.
Doing stuff. We're pretty much, you know.
But it's different though. We're putting a creative force into the world.
Yeah, okay,
there's creativity behind
we're
this.
Skipping,
we're making
a rock on the pond.
Yeah,
making carbon, ripples.
Put a carbon footprint in the
creative
entertainment world.
In the universe. I love it.
But the picture by the fucking tree is just, to me, it's the worst.
It's cliche. It's hacky.
There's so many of them. It's hacky. It's like doing, like doing a joke about medicine.
Airline
and
food.
The side
yeah.
effects.
Yeah.
The side effects of pills.
Yeah,
it's you know it's
yeah. Even though I have some good ones,
it's cheap laughs. It's cheap applause. It's saying let's give it up for the troops. It's you know
it, yeah. Let's give it up for the troops.
You mean it? You want to give it up for the troops? We have to say it.
Yeah. It's like come on, you're gonna do that automatically. Anyway.
Listen, everybody knows that the pills that make you shit yourself. Don't do jokes about it. There's a tree. It's nice. Listen, my family. We used to go every year. That was more important. Going with my family and the tree and sharing Christmas as a family.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of the same.
Stopped though. We didn't do it. We don't do it anymore. We're over it.
Exactly. I don't know about this tree stuff, but the light's so pretty.
And you know what else is worse? People get engaged by a tree. I fucking hate.
Again, there's Photoshop. You could trick everyone.
EAB, man.
And I feel like you would make everybody so happy.
EAB Plaza, across the street from the Coliseum. They got a tree there. Take a picture.
No lines. That's why I do all my Christmas shopping.
There's nobody
there,
and there's nobody ice skating either.
Last minute Christmas shopping, no lines at the sex shops. No lines.
There you go. it really does annoy me to see not that it annoys me to see the pictures, but it's like, I get it.
Get that favorite couple a double-sided fist. Like the two rubber.
I don't know.
That's terrible.
I just see those things that couples do. It's like the same. They do this. Every couple does the same shit, man. Every couple does the same shit. It's really like, is it?
But that's what I mean. It's the influence of like society being like, oh, you know, we're a couple.
Yeah.
You know, we should have this picture in our repertoire.
They take the same pictures. The hand, like here, the girl with the hand here, like you know, it's like the.
Oh man!
New Year's, it'll be the fucking glasses. The 2017. Happy New Year! This is the year.
I'm a part of this. Like you know, like my wife is.
I was
into this stuff.
I was a part of it too for a while. I broke free. It was my Shawshank.
Shawshank.
I feel like yeah. Listen. I'm Clint Eastwood. I escaped from Alcatraz.
My favorite part is when Shawshank got redeemed.
Yeah.
It's from The Last Man on Earth. That's a good show, I'm telling you.
What is it? What do you guys do for each other? What?
What do you guys do for each other? That's what he... for Christmas and stuff, we don't do anything.
No,
I think I got you something one time.
Sometimes. We're men. We don't do anything.
Yeah, he's welcome to my blueberry beer. Which is
he bought me. You know what Bill did? It was really nice. He got me an Arnold Palmer. Bought me. That's
Arnold Palmer Light.
Yeah. So that's basically it.
Oh my God, Nikki, that's like the other level. I don't celebrate the holidays. No pics. No gifts. No headache.
Well, that's really
no heartache.
I'm not saying don't celebrate.
Yeah, I know. She crossed the line. You went too far.
Never too far, Nick. Celebrate. Enjoy the. Listen, I enjoy the holidays.
Just, don't feel like you have to be attached to somebody.
My spending the day with my nephews is great. That's what Christmas to me is about. Now is the kids. You know,
that's what I was saying before. Like they're happy. Plus, I gotta be honest. I still want to play with Legos, and I still want to fuck around with all those fun toys.
I was playing with
video games. I love.
My nephew Luke had an Optimus Prime. I was playing with. And I'm like, this is, and like I was like, you know, it's like riding a bike. I can put this shit together. You know, I folded him right up and everything out. What do you say now? What Jason said?
Disregard last couple of messages. Mojo really wanted to listen to your show, and now I know why.
Mojo can listen to the show. I have no problem with that. I'll tell him the history of you. So I'm going to sit your son down, Jason, one day and tell him the story, the real story. I'm going to be his Obi-Wan Kenobi and tell him the truth about his father.
Is that the your original joke with the magnet?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was inspired by him. I'm going to tell him to be his Obi-Wan Kenobi.
My dad already told me he dated some men.
Oh, he did. Well, it's not just that. It's more. It's Mojo, one day I'm going to tell you the whole story. No more of this Uncle Owen shit. You're going to tell you the truth about your dad.
The truth.
The whole truth. Come to Royal Rumble at Nick's house, Uncle Niz's, and we'll have a good time. Me and your dad are doing a cook-off. That's right. We're doing a cook-off, actually.
I love all your nicknames. You have a lot of nicknames in your life.
Yeah, we do. I do, actually. Well,
is Nick, that an Italian thing, like Tommy Two Tones and all that stuff?
No, Nick is Nizza because
no, him I know, but like you know, there's a Mojo, all these people that are friends of yours. Mm-hmm. You don't call them by the names that pop up on Facebook.
Well,
you
Jason, like Jason is my friend. And Mojo's his son, Joseph.
Yeah. I vaguely remember this.
He always called him Mojo, so we call him Mojo.
Yeah, but that's great. That's a yeah. Nickname. It's fun.
What other nickname? Like, well, my friend Chris is Crit.
Yeah, Crit, Nizza. You've got one. Your Uncle Cheese sometimes.
I'm D-bag.
Like,
friends,
D-bag.
Uncle Cheese to the kids.
Yeah. That's a lot of nicknames in your life. That's
I don't
really
think it's
great.
An Italian thing. You know what it is?
Because I'm just Bill, and I hate that. I wish I had some nicknames.
Yeah,
Billiam. Yeah, that's all right. That's like, but that's the best thing I got.
Bill,
going
I
right
am
now.
Like Will, I am. They'll call you Bill, I am. No,
no, I call myself that.
Okay.
Now, a lot of the good ones, I call myself.
D-bag was given to me by
Bill A.M.
My cousin Joe. He goes, you know, you really are a D-bag. He used to say that to me all the time, and then he just started calling me D-bag.
And it just stuck.
And it just, then my friends picked it up, and it just you know, that was it. That was D-bag.
He is a douche.
Cheese. I've been Anthony Cheese since I was a kid. My aunts and cousins all called me that. So, like, when I got older, they still called me Cheese. And then, you know, the kids called me Uncle Cheese. It's easy for the kids to say. It's
well, you know what the Hispanic culture does?
Yeah.
Is they take words and they add the I-T-O at the end of it. So, since I was my dad's Bill and I'm Bill, I'm Billito.
Billito.
It was
Billito
awful.
Navidad.
But it's like when they say my name in Spanish and stuff like that. Ugh, so stupid.
Say my name, say my name. Say it in Spanish.
She said, yep.
No, like I said, I guess I've always been the kids now. Like, you know, it's great because Rocco calls me Cheese now because he's talking. So I could go, Cheese, Cheese. And now Luke says Uncle Cheese. He could say Uncle Cheese.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so. I'm okay. He can call me Cheese. He has like my sister-in-law's like, no, say Uncle Cheese. I'm like, oh, he can call me whatever he wants. I don't as long as he still addresses me, that's all I care about. As long as he thinks enough to address me. But I got right on the Christmas presents from Uncle Cheese. You know, so
I know that's cool nicknames.
And then Nick became Nizza because we were listening to.
You guys want to give me a nickname?
Yeah, if anybody wants to Skype
drinky,
in a nickname
talky
for
guy.
Or write it in, OC Podcast to Skype us. Nick became Nizza. We were listening to Wu-Tang one day in the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's the Jizza, there's the Rizza. He goes, I'm the Nizza. Like, it's just stuck. Like, everybody just started calling it. You know, so he's been Nizza. And
that's really fun. I'm really jealous.
I call, like, I call him and his wife Mr. and Mrs. Nizza.
That's
going
fun.
To the Nizza's house. Yeah, I do it with my old coworker Bob. I call him and his wife the Bobs.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm like, the Bobs are here. Like
fun.
When I was with my girlfriend, they came to a show. I'm like, honey, the Bobs are here. Like his whole family is. How's I asked, how the rest of the Bobs doing? You know.
The Bobs.
Yeah, I still kept in touch with him. I actually gonna have breakfast soon.
That's nice.
Try to meet every once in a while for. He's a good, such a good guy.
It is riveting radio.
He's a big Knicks fan too.
Was right.
He's a big Knicks fan. It is riveting radio. It's fucking awesome. I love this podcast.
I fucking love the Knicks. They're mediocre though, and I'm not ashamed to.
My brother's off the bandwagon. He's not in.
What?
Hasn't watched basketball anymore. He doesn't.
Oh. Yeah. I get that. I get that. But like, I've been watching since.
He goes, you forever. Watch? I go, yeah. I watch the Knicks. I mean, I like basketball.
I actually think we had this conversation, me and him.
I don't.
He's done with basketball. He was done a while ago.
Yeah, he got back into it. They ruined it for him though. They blame the Knicks. I don't blame my brother. I blame the Knicks for ruining it for him.
Well, they've put out a bad product for so many years. I think Phil Jackson is onto something. I gotta tell
you, Porzingis' team. He's the future.
Just waiting for Melo to expire, die. He's important. He's he's the other guy, or he could pretend he's the main guy.
He's the main guy.
But he does take a lot of pressure off Porzingis, but Porzingis is the future. He's the man.
Porzingis.
I like saying his name, too.
Yeah, Kristaps.
Kristaps.
Tops or Taps?
It's however you want to say it.
Tops, Taps.
I think it's Tops.
Calm. Calm.
Kristaps.
I follow him on Instagram.
I actually follow him on Twitter. He tweets a lot.
He
tweets after every
good
game.
Good Instagram.
He also tweets in Latvian, which is a little bit weird, but yeah. Whatever, you know, he's Latvian, so I'll allow it.
It's crazy, too, because you can see just him getting better and better. And
yeah, dude, he's 7'3", 22 years old. He moves like a little guy. He's our Durant. He's very Durant-ish.
In 3 years, he's going to be one of the best players in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like it's headed insane. That way.
Yeah.
You know,
big guys like anything. That have to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even like, what's his name? The fuck, I don't remember his name. On the Oh my god, Timberwolves. Garnett, Kevin Garnett.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Karl Anthony Towns.
When Garnett came out, like, he's a big guy, but like, it took a while for him to.
Yeah, he came right out of high school.
Like, think about it, Porzingis was like, 19. I mean, that's not too far out.
Well,
you know?
Nowadays the league is structured a little bit better, so they go to Europe. He's been playing with men for a good part of his life.
I bet he has.
Hey now, that's what she's. No, but that's a big deal when you play with actual dudes in the Spanish league and stuff like that. Those are good leagues. I mean, those guys always get like gold, sometimes bronzes, silvers in the Olympics. You know, they have very good national teams. Especially, I know the Spanish league is very competitive.
Yeah, and they made it to the Knicks and. And very excited. We didn't want him, and
we didn't want him because he was another giant European scary white dude. Like, you know, we didn't know if he was going to be any good. But it turns out he's pretty good.
I said I didn't want him.
He's pretty good. I was like very disappointed at first because I wanted one of the more flashier guys. Like, I actually think Moutier is playing well. What's this about?
I'm seeing if my radio partner Jimmy Britt's available. He's not, then.
He's not available. He's never available. You'll be lucky if he shows up for that show. I'm just kidding. I love Jimmy Britt.
It's true.
But he didn't show up originally for this stuff. You should be the third guy here.
And now we're trying to do this other show. He doesn't show up for that either. He doesn't talk to me about it either. So it's never going to happen. That's all right. We did do the show here, and that's fine.
It's fine.
God damn it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Right, Luke. This is our third guy, the bobblehead Luke Skywalker with the.
Hey, it's Lisa. Hi.
Hey, Lisa. What are you doing?
How you doing?
She sent me actually something very funny for Christmas.
Yeah, she's your friend, right? Cool people.
Yeah, it was a very funny Star Wars video. I like Star Wars. Love the Star Wars.
Love I do too. I like Star Wars a lot.
I want to go back and see Rogue One again.
I actually
never seen it before. She has to be willing to get into it. And it looks like powerful than him.